AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Republican leaders are pushing toward a vote on ending a partial government shutdown. It includes funding the Department of Homeland Security for 2 weeks as lawmakers negotiate potential changes for the agency after the shooting deaths of two people in Minneapolis by government officers. Minnesota Republican Tom Emmert in the House says Democrats need to vote yes.
Just like the Democrat government shutdown in October, Hakeem Jeffries and far-left Democrats want a political show. What's their angle this time? Obstructing President Trump's successful law and order agenda.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern says the administration should not spend another cent until there are some serious actions taken over the immigration crackdown in Minnesota.
I have spent years documenting and standing up to human rights abuses carried out by authoritarian regimes against their own people. So let me say this plainly. A functioning democracy does not execute people in the street.
President Trump weighed in on social media, telling Republicans there can be no changes at this time. The partial shutdown started Saturday. Iran's president says he has instructed the country's foreign minister to pursue fair and equitable negotiations with the U.S. Speaking in Dubai, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he has doubts the two nations could agree on a new deal.
I think they may come away with some set of understandings, but to think that there's a long-term solution that actually provides stability and peace to this region while the Ayatollah is still in power is something I pray for but find unimaginable.
British politician Peter Mendelssohn is quitting the House of Lords over questions about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Lindsey Vonn is confident she can compete at the Milan-Cortina Winter Olympics beginning this week, despite the left knee injury she sustained in a crash 4 days ago. This is AP News. Prosecutors in Paris raided the offices of Elon Musk's ex.
The search is part of an investigation which was opened in January 2025 into alleged offences, including spreading child sexual abuse images and deepfakes. The investigation began in January last year and involves the prosecutor's cybercrime unit. Prosecutors are looking into alleged complicity in possessing and spreading pornographic images of minors, among other charges. They've asked Elon Musk and former CEO Linda Yaccarino to attend voluntary interviews on April the 20th. Employees of X have also been summoned as witnesses. Europol is supporting the French authorities in this investigation. I'm Karen Chemas.
Spain welcomed a record 96.8 million foreign visitors in 2025, according to the National Statistics Institute. Catalonia and the Canary Islands were the top destinations. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.